This is WCRS at a protest against the Keystone Pipeline XL. Obama's in town, September 13th, and we are here to pressure him to not approve the plan. So what happened in, who are you, please?
I'm Ellen Baumgartner.
So tell us what happened in D.C. with you.
He was in D.C. as well.
And your name, sir?
Dave Walker.
I'm sorry?
Dave Walker.
So what happened, Ellen, in D.C.?
Well, I was there on day 12 of a two-week civil disobedience in front of the White House and to protest the Keystone XL tar sands pipeline and to urge Obama to say no to it. He has the power to say no. He doesn't need Congress to approve. And so the civil disobedience on every day for 2 weeks was a way of raising the awareness in general in the country. And we had notable people such as Daryl Hannah, an actress who was arrested, Jim Hansen, who was a NASA climatologist, was there and arrested. There was a day, there were a number of clergy with their stoles that were arrested. So very notable people. And it was very... we had very good training the night before, and they really wanted it to be a serious action. They urged us to wear, to dress as if we were going to a business meeting, which most everyone did, because it's a serious thing. And as long as we cooperated with the police, they cooperated with us. And it worked quite well. They gave us, they were waiting for us, but they gave us about a half hour to give our little talks and chants and songs and roll out our posters and banners and so on. And then they gave us a warning that we were disobeying a certain law and we needed to move. And then those who didn't want to be arrested could leave at that point, but we only had a few people who left. Most everyone stayed. We had 111 arrested on the day that I did the action. Altogether, over the course of it, there were over 1,200 people arrested. And, go ahead.
Was the crowd in D.C. more diverse than this? Because I look around and I don't see any people of color in our crowd today.
It was not, the day I was there, I can only speak for the day I was there, it was not a great deal more diverse, but we did have some African-American, I believe.
So what are your feelings on the election in 2012, as far as Obama's concerned?
Well, I believe in Obama. I think that he has had tremendous challenges, and I think he has done a number of good things. And I think people are expecting too much of him because he inherited just a mess. And now with the Congress being so antagonistic and determined to not give him anything that he wants, it's very discouraging. However, if the choice is between Obama and a Republican of the ilk that we have been seeing, it's Obama hands down, in my opinion.
So we can engage in activism, and it doesn't necessarily mean we oppose Obama. It's just a matter of our civic duty to engage in this type of activism.
Absolutely, and let him know what his supporters want him to do. I think that's key.
Anything else, Ellen?
Just that, for me, taking this kind of action is probably not for everyone. I think we all act in our own ways, but for me, this was an important thing for me to do. I felt called to do it. Back in the 60s, I would have loved to go with the civil rights marches and the sit-ins that went on in the South at that time. My heart was there, but I was home raising three small children, and I was unable to get away. And so now I'm retired. I don't have those kinds of responsibilities. I don't have to work. I have retirement income. And so it's my turn to go. And because I know there are others who would like to go and are unable to for a variety of reasons.